We can only imagine what might happen if Peter Guttman was the dear leader of his own country. Rather than making films, Guttman makes gigantic slideshows. He takes pictures during his travels and shows them off in his New York City apartment. Sounds like a show you desperately want to avoid until you learn that Guttman is an award-winning photographer. The apartment is usually crowded, and John Kalish just managed to squeeze in.
Peter Guttman's apartment is practically a folk museum. His living room walls are covered with wood carvings, exotic fabrics and tiles, puppets and neon signs. More than 50 people cram the room for Guttman's hour-and-a-half travelogue, which features his rapid-fire commentary and wife Lori's soundtrack.
Now, this place is a beer and breakfast. You can see the can of beer there. And it's former sharecroppers' cabins, and you can see the humble interior. Bread is baked over the earthen ovens, and Turkish macaroni is laid out to dry on rooftops, here being chopped at her fingertips. Over to Neo Tapu Tapu, a remote little atoll island where the young boys still hunt birds with slingshots.
Guttman definitely has a knack for discovering neat, if somewhat weird, places. This year, the slideshow included stops at a hotel in the Chilean desert where guests can ride up to the front desk on horseback, a baronial hotel on the outskirts of Nairobi where giraffes stick their heads in windows to get snacks, and a motel in Fairlea, Vermont that has a drive-in movie theater.
We can just walk to the rear of the lot there, go back into our motel room, pull the curtain apart, and then with our own private volume control, watch the movie as it unfolds. One of only two motels in the United States like this. And I'm here in Nashville, Tennessee, where you can see this antebellum mansion, which is actually enclosed in glass inside this amazing hotel lobby, the largest enclosed hotel atrium in the United States. Perhaps one of the most striking landscapes in North America, known by virtually no Americans whatsoever. The only people you encounter are Germans that learned about this place on the internet. And here you can see some of the surrealistically sculpted sandstone.
That restricted park on the Utah-Arizona border, which only allows 6 visitors a day, dropped the most jaws of the evening. A close runner-up was an albino black bear Guttman stalked in a British Columbia rainforest.
I see the spirit bear approaching and emerging through the fog. And unfortunately for me, it was a fantastic fisherman, which meant that it was able to catch its fish and leave, and I saw it only for 45 seconds.
This is the 17th year Guttman has been doing the slideshows, and many in the audience come year after year.
It leaves you with a sense of how big the world is.
They live the lives that we would like to live in our whole lifetime in 1 year. We want their life.
I just learned that I need to take some more vacations.
But for Peter Guttman, all that traveling is a vocation, not a vacation. He recently visited an ice hotel in Quebec and will soon head to India for a tiger tracking expedition. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in New York.
John Kalish is an independent producer.